Dumb People Town listener, Blue Apron. It's just good. Blue Apron delivers farm fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your door. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they achieve this by supporting the most sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. I'm a home chef. Now, they also offer three plans, okay? I'm going to get into this for you guys. Blue Apron has three plans. There's the two-person meal plan, meals that are served to two people. You choose from eight recipes per week, and the choice receive either two or three recipes any week, right? Then they have a family meal plan, meals that are served four people. Choose from four new recipes per week, and the choice to receive two or three or four recipes any week. And this is my favorite, the wine plan. Six bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly. It's great, guys. Blue Apron is just helping people cook. They send you all the ingredients you need, the exact amount that you need, and you're not having to overbuy things that then sit in your cupboard and end up being wasteful. Food waste is such a huge issue in our world, and they're helping not only help you have great meals, but help the world by only having the amount of ingredients that you need to make that thing. So skip meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Enjoy delicious meals that are great on the grill, like honey chipotle glazed chicken with poblano and lime rice. I'm hungry now. Add smoky depth to your dinner while enjoying warm weather and get those perfect grill marks. With incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see the power of what food can do. As I said, they deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. They send only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Guys, they're just good, and they're sending you good food, whether to have for yourself or have with someone you love or with your entire family of people you love or with your entire family you're not talking to. That's a separate issue, but Blue Apron is here to make that dinner great, all right? So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free, at blueapron.com/DPT. That's blueapron.com/DPT to get your first three meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Hey friends, Daniel Van Kirk. If it sounds like I'm a little out of breath, it's because I literally, honestly, just got done using Beachbody on Demand. And it's the best. It's such a great workout. Beachbody on Demand is an easy to use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. And the 24 out of the 7 I just chose was around 11 a.m. because I can do it whenever I want, wherever I want. They have a history of success at Beachbody. It's the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazilian Butt Lift, Hip Hop Abs, and so much more. They're the best trainers. You guys, you can get motivated by celebrity super trainers like Sean T, Shailene Johnson, my man Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. They have the best programs too. There's hundreds on Beachbody on Demand. There's hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio HIIT to yoga and even dance workouts. Today I did chest and back with Mr. Tony Horton on P90X. I love that workout. I love that system. You should be checking this out if you're like me and your schedule moves around a lot. You need different places, different times to be able to get a great workout in. That is exactly what Beachbody can do for you. It's already doing it for me on my schedule, like I said, anywhere, anytime. You can view it on a computer, a web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and even more. Plus, there's over a million people currently on Beachbody on Demand, so you can join a part of a community, which I'm on. So come join me, and you get the best deals in fitness from us. Because right now, listeners of Dumb People Town can try it absolutely free. I'd love if you guys tried this with me. Let me know how you're doing. I can't wait to get into the second phase of P90X. And if you're climbing that way, keep me posted. Let's let each other know how we're doing. Right now, Dumb People Town listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text. All right, Tommy, text 30-30-30. That's 30-30-30.
That's right. So text DPT to 303030 and you will get a free trial membership. I'm literally still out of breath. You'll get access to the entire platform for free. That's for the entire platform on Beachbody On Demand. All the workouts, the nutritional information, and the support totally free. Again, just text DPT to 303030 and let's work out together.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Ross.
Dave Ross is with us, and he is the co-host of a fantastic podcast, if you haven't checked it out yet,
right
with
here,
our friend on Starburst. Right here, our friend Hampton Yount is his co-host, called Suicide Buddies. And it takes a very serious subject,
yes,
deep subject, and applies humor to it in a way. This is why I think comedy is great, because I think comedy walks into the field that people are like, you can't walk in there. You can't walk in
Don't
there. And comedy is like, we're going to walk in there because
we are armed with comedy.
How else are we supposed to deal with this shit?
Yeah, man, I can't tell you. We get a bunch of emails from people who literally say, like, hey, guys, I just wanted you to know I heard about your podcast and I hated you. I hated you immediately. I did not want to like it. And then,
I listened to it and
funny.
I liked it. Because you guys you guys are both super funny and amazing.
Dealt with
and
you're coming
stuff.
From a real place.
We've known Dave for years because he used to run a fantastic show downtown at the Independent Theater.
Yeah, man, holy fuck.
The holy fuck.
Can you curse on
the
Dumb People Town
it
podcast?
It was such a every time you asked us to be on that show, we try to make it. And
now your show, Good Heroin, is...
Yeah, have you guys done Good Heroin?
No,
we haven't done it. When is
to.
It?
It's every Saturday, and you can come literally anytime, any three of you.
Yeah. Great. Love
Fantastic.
It.
Done.
Like, they should book you, but
where
also just show up any Saturday.
Okay. Where is it? You do it
It's at the store. It's at Stories Books and Cafe in Echo Park.
Love it.
Every Saturday at 8 p.m.
That's great. You've been doing that over 2 years, right?
Three and a half years.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Run
I love
it with
it.
Matt Ingebretson. You might have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Tall person.
A good live a good live show in LA that's long running. It's hard to get people out and establish an audience for something, and you've done it now twice. So
I have no idea where these people come from.
Doesn't matter. You put a good show together and
people show up.
People show up and people have shown up to this show. We're so happy that you're on this show.
Yeah, me too.
To lead your to basically lead you to the dumbness, and then we will all debate it. Daniel, do we have a story?
We do. It was sent in by Cindy Sack at Mrs._Sack, S-A-K.
Sack it.
Cindy, thank you so much. Here we go. A Largo man from the club, I guess?
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, that can't be.
No, that's Mar-a-Lago. God.
Nope, not that one either.
That's more tragic.
That Russian hotel
it's
in America?
It's Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes, that Largo man.
A Largo man was arrested Monday after police said he broke into the front door of a jewelry store and stole $10,000 in jewelry, which is either a lot of jewelry,
or one piece.
Or one piece.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
like
on
a ring.
Sale.
A ring
yeah,
and two earrings.
Exactly.
It's like $10,000 can fit in your pocket.
Right.
Of
jewelry.
It was just two paychecks sitting on top of each other.
You're supposed to steal 3.5 months' salary worth of jewelry.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that how
that's what it is.
That's what they said.
Is that still a thing? I feel like that's kind of gone away.
I think
away.
It was 1 month's salary.
Is that what it is?
I think I thought it was two. I thought it was
is
2 months.
Is it 2 months' salary?
Also, that apparent. Do you know this about that? How that's like a.
I thought it was 2 months' paid vacation.
That was created by De Beers. Do you know this story?
Really?
They made it up in order to.
Of course they did.
To say how much you should be spending in their store.
Because people were asking, how much should I spend on an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Right.
And then De Beers.
Two months.
Respectful. Salary. It's not respectful. This broad's worth 2 months of my money.
Yeah. A Largo man was arrested Monday after police said he broke into the front door of a jewelry store, stole $10,000 in jewelry, but, here's where it gets dumb, cut himself in the process and left blood all over the store.
Yep. He was dancing in there.
He was rolling around.
You know what they say?
All over means it was spraying everywhere.
Totally. Bleed like nobody is watching.
It's like shooting out of his artery while he's grabbing jewelry.
He's trying to hold.
Can't DNA this.
He's like, I only have one hand over here. Police arrested Jamie Williams, J. Will, on a charge of burglary on Monday morning after he was a short ways away, covered in blood.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
covered in blood.
You imagine the officer? Hey, man. Hey.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's got the jewelry on,
right,
too.
And he's wearing it. Yeah.
Either someone fucked up the Kids' Choice Awards,
right,
and you just got slime with blood.
Yeah.
Were you
at prom with Carrie?
What's happening?
What are you doing?
What's happening?
I think we found the guy. I just have one question for you, sir. Are you a Largo man?
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming with me, Jamie Williams.
The Largo man.
Officer said they were called to Silver Queen Jewelry Store. The Silver Queen, guys. In response to a burglary. There, they reviewed surveillance video that showed a man driving on a black bicycle. Leaning against a tree.
Hold on a second. I have a problem with them saying they were driving.
Driving
on a black. So he had a car on top of a black bicycle. That's what I hear.
Yes.
Riding a black bicycle.
I also, full disclosure, need to admit, you were right. That would be weird. I read it wrong.
It's riding.
Nope. I read it more wrong than that. Yeah, sometimes.
Jesus.
A video that showed a man arriving. Which is still weird.
Still.
I have arrived on my black bicycle.
I have arrived. Where did you arrive on? A bicycle.
That's not bad. You don't arrive on a bicycle. You show up on a bicycle.
Yeah, you got there.
He got there.
You're done.
Barely. Right. I made it here on this bike.
How we know he didn't cut himself on the bike?
Showed the man arriving on a black bicycle, leaning against a tree.
What is the color
leaning
of the bike?
Leaning against a tree. By the way, is time that someone who is about to commit a burglary just doesn't have.
Right.
That also, is so leisurely.
Right.
There's also something about that image that just makes me think this happened in the 1950s.
Right.
Right.
Leaning against a tree.
Cutting an apple.
Had a glass of lemonade.
Yeah.
Had a tall glass of lemonade.
Leaning against a tree also either means that the police officer is a stickler for detail.
Cutting
or
an apple with his thumb on the knife.
100%.
He was waiting for his hat to be blocked.
Yeah.
Spitting seeds out of his mouth
into a bandana.
But if you're going to note it, it does mean that the cop is either way too detailed or he spent way too long of a time at the tree.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Or like, okay, wait, where is Largo?
I don't know.
Because
Tampa
Florida.
Bay. Yeah, Florida.
Florida.
I knew it.
Because I think maybe this is in a paper where they don't get a lot of stories.
Yeah.
And the author of this is like,
I get paid per the letter.
Make it poetry.
Man.
Yeah. Come on, man. He leaned against the
tree.
More details. There was blood all over. Everywhere.
Well, it gets more metal than that. Leaning against the tree. And then, okay, I'm going to read it in order because it's more fun. Arriving on a black bicycle, leaning against a tree. And then, in quotes, destroying the glass front door. Destroying it.
He broke it.
Who's that quote from?
Yeah.
The cop?
I guess.
He broke it.
Yes.
He broke the glass front door.
Oh, the arrest report. That's what the quote is from.
It's not a bathroom when you take a dump.
Yeah,
he wrecked that front door.
Right.
I mean, he destroyed it.
Where did he break
in? I wonder if he took a shit on the front door. Do you think that's what I mean?
He destroyed it.
Where did he break in?
He didn't break in.
We've arrived. Seen tons of break-ins.
Yeah. Yeah. First you arrive, then you destroy.
Dude,
he obliterated that front door.
He destroyed the front door.
He annihilated that front door.
Someone who arrives on a bike and then leans on a tree would destroy a front
door.
He de-virginized that door.
Video also showed the burglar breaking into display cases by smashing the glass and taking several pieces of jewelry.
So this is the guy who cut himself.
So he's the guy who has learned that you wrap a towel around your hand when you punch through something.
He's getting out a lot of aggression.
He's a dumb guy.
This is more about him trying to get out aggression than it is stealing jewelry.
One piece of cloth could have saved this entire
bloodbath. One little hammer.
Went to, I guess, the least expensive case of jewelry.
I guess.
$10,000 worth of stuff.
He then left the store. I love this, too. So he breaks in, smashes the glass, and taking several pieces of jewelry in the glass cases.
Was this the plot to Ocean's 8?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. This guy was eight women.
We just won our engagement rings.
Eight women arrived on a bicycle.
I'd watch that movie.
A black bicycle played by Don Cheadle.
He then left the store and hid the jewelry in some bushes. See, he didn't even care. He was like, I'll come back for this.
Was there blood in the bushes?
Yeah.
That's my favorite album. All over the bushes.
Dude. Yeah.
That's what they call
me. All over the bushes.
Officers noted that was what Fahrenheit 411. Officers noted that, quote, there was a large amount of blood throughout the scene in the store from the defendant injuring himself on the broken glass. Mm-hmm. About 90 minutes after their arrival, officers found Jamie Williams several hundred feet from the store wearing the same clothes as the burglar,
sure.
A gray t-shirt, blue shorts, and red sandals. Is that what you guys are saying?
Sandals?
Sandals. Also red sandals.
I want to call this the casual criminal.
The casual
criminal. Wait, gray t-shirt,
yep.
blue shorts.
Red sandals.
USA. USA.
Yeah, man.
Red sandals.
Where do you even get that?
If you're going to go just, if part of your plan, which I'm maybe giving him too much credit right there.
There's no plan.
Because
I'm going to break a ton of glass.
Yeah.
What footwear do you
Closed
want for that?
Here's the thing. I think his plan was I'm going to get on my black bicycle, uh-huh. and then I'm going to lean against a tree, uh-huh. and then he stopped the plan at that
right,
point.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens. We'll take it from there.
Oh, by the way, God. I wouldn't ride a bike in sandals.
No.
Right.
That's a bad idea.
This guy's closed-toed shoes.
This is how it reads out. A gray t-shirt, blue shorts, and red sandals, and covered in blood.
That's why the sandals were red. Maybe they were white.
That's a great point. They were beige. Now they are red. They are doused in blood. Like, they are trying to make it seem like it is literally a bloodbath.
Like, totally.
Buckets of blood.
Officers took a DNA sample from him to compare the blood that was left in the store. Well, I hope they didn't, like, swab his mouth, because just take the blood off of him.
Wait, yeah.
Is that the same blood that's in the store?
Also, look, sandals. Just booking.
You know, he's wearing the clothes.
That's probably what he said.
This isn't that much of a...
He's like, you guys got to be dicks about this. Look at me.
But now
I
this
did
is...
It.
Now
he's
this
saying
is
one, I did it.
But it's one of those things where, like, you have to do everything right.
Yeah.
Because if you do one little thing wrong, this guy's getting off.
The cop was just like, hey, buddy. Hey. Yeah.
What?
Covered in blood?
Yeah.
Where from?
Largo.
No, we're in Largo.
Oh, okay.
Were you at the jewelry store?
Yeah, no.
It looks like you were. You got blood.
No, I was leaning against a tree.
And how did you get bloody?
It just got bloody in here.
Did you drive here from Minnesota, bud?
No, I came here on a black bike.
I arrived on a black bike.
I drove on
Don't lean under that tree.
Yeah, then you get bloody.
I'm going to show you guys what he looks like.
Is there blood on him when we see him?
No.
Shit.
But he is pissed. Ready for this?
Of course he is.
Yeah,
look
I do
want
to see this guy. It's going to be on our Facebook page.
Man.
That guy has
he is pissed.
That guy has not had sleep since the
Bush administration. It does look like sleepless Nick Kroll
a little bit. He looks like no matter how long he's been in the bar, he's saying, still waiting over here. Like,
yeah.
No matter, he's always waiting for a drink.
Totally.
Right. Yeah.
He also looks like one of those guys. It's like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why look around in life?
By the way.
Those guys.
I look at stuff.
Glancing is fine.
I don't know what to tell you. No one's looking at you.
Like, he walks up next to you at the bar, and you kind of look over. He's like, what? You're like, I acknowledge someone was in my
presence. His bicycle.
This is a guy whose expression says that if he rides up to the bar.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
I've arrived at the bar.
And he leans up against it. No, but he's the type of guy that, like, when something bad happens, his lips turn into a butthole. And he's like,
very terse.
Like he expected it.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the matter? Like, says things like, what's the matter anyway? You're probably going to fire me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Nobody's right. firing me.
What are you going to break up? You're going to break
you don't
up
even
with
work
me?
Here.
Yeah.
You're not even going to fucking hire me then. We're not hiring.
Sir, and you're going to have to take your bike out of the Apple store.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, sure. All right. Yeah. I'll just take my black bike out of here.
I'll drive it out of here.
Wait, is there a jewelry store around here?
Why?
Nothing.
Well, you probably think I'm going to fucking rob it.
What if I do?
He just keeps confessing.
No, you can't do that.
He's in a bandage store. I don't need any then.
The cops showed up. Hey, man, fuck you guys. We haven't even started yet. I started.
So, something you want to tell us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
A lot I want to tell you.
Look, I'm bleeding, okay? When he like breaks down. When officers read him his Miranda rights, Williams said that he wanted a lawyer. He knows the drill.
Yep.
However,
I've always been more of a Carey rights guy than a Miranda.
Have you been more of a Carey?
Oh, hey, stand up, brother. You know?
Yep, thank you, Randy. Took it for me.
At Sklar Brothers, send all criticism to
Jay. If you can't make a good Sex in the City joke around a bloody robber from a jewelry store, then you aren't doing your job in this
world. Sex in the City, my favorite slot machine.
Oh, really?
True story. Yes. I love that one. All right. When officers
those were loose slots on that show.
They were loose. There oh, yeah. Come on.
And specifically the older ones.
I think I'm a Charlotte. I think I'm a Charlotte.
Are you a Charlotte?
Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
What are you, a Carrie?
I'm a Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are.
Damn right. Yeah, right. I can't make up my mind. I've never seen
I want to be whatever John Corbett's character was.
He was
He was cool, right?
I think he was the voice of CVS.
Anyway, go ahead. In Sex and the City.
In Sex and the City, yeah.
When officers read him his this is fun. When officers read him his Miranda rights, Williams said he wanted a lawyer. Uh-huh. However, he did make a point to ask the officers, what are you going to do with my bike?
Well, we're certainly not going to arrive.
No,
we're going to douse it in blood. Instead of bike, though, do you think he said best friend?
What are you going to do with my best friend?
What are you
going
to do with Steve?
Who's Steve, sir? Steve. Did he help you break in?
Don't fuck with me. You know
I
Steve.
Arrived on Steve.
Nobody knows Steve. Did
Black
he help
Steve.
You?
Black Steve. Black Steve.
Like okay, Steve. That is irrelevant to us. What his color is? Did he help you rob the store?
He got me
he's
here.
My getaway.
He got me here.
He says it's in quotes. What are you gonna do with my bike? And I'd be like, man, do you really care about the bike? Obviously, I'm asking about it, referring to the bicycle that the burglar had leaned against the tree. So after he leaned against the tree, he left the bike leaned against the tree.
Why would he leave the bike? He's going to take great care to not leave it.
He threw jewelry into a bush.
I know, that's the other thing.
And he leaned a bike against the tree.
Was this Arbor Day?
And he destroyed, I mean absolutely destroyed a front door.
Yeah, it makes you seem like he just
wanted to... He decimated the front door.
He just wanted to get arrested, right?
Yeah, I don't...
Or do you think once he bled everywhere, he's like, he was like, I don't even want the jewelry.
Is this like a new like form of self-cutting that we don't even understand?
I don't think.
Then I feel bad for him.
The truth of the matter is, and for real, I don't think he thought of the consequences. He didn't think this thing through at all.
Right. Oh,
this wasn't like I'm planning a jewel.
Like most people who are on Dumb People Town who think many steps ahead.
I thought you were going to say like most people who lean against trees. Yeah, like, I literally thought that's where
like most people lean against a tree. Those guys are thinking three or four steps ahead in their life.
I want to know the tree's story.
Does a tree accomplish? Here, man. Yeah.
Dave, tree is an accomplice. Dave, would you describe this as a jewel heist?
I mean,
is there a heist element to any of this?
Yeah, I think if anyone were to use the word heist about this, they should be fired from whatever job they
Thank
have.
You.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you very much.
I do want to see a spinoff story, though, where it's Black Bike and Tree hanging out.
Yeah.
And Black Bike and Tree have their own new life.
That could
together.
Be a new.
You talked to Jamie? He texted me. I don't know.
Have you seen him lately? No, man. He leaned me up against his tree, and then I just been hanging
He's
out.
He's gone. I don't know where he is, man.
He was pretty bloody when he left.
Jamie Williams was being held at the Pinellas County Jail Tuesday in lieu of a $5,000 bail. I'm going to ask you guys.
$5,000 bail, and he stole $10,000 worth of stuff.
That weird.
He came out ahead.
Did he check the jewelry in jail?
In the little bag?
Yeah. I get this back, right?
Cool. You guys are officer. You're going to like arrest me. I totally get that. If you could help me with this jugular problem I have, first off, and second off, can I swing by those bushes really quick?
That's going to help me with bail. That's going to help me on bail.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Jamie Williams?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it? Yes, the age.
Sometimes you see the picture, and it doesn't tell the picture. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first, sure. I'm going to go...
Ben?
Ben, Tig, or third?
Ben, Tig, or...
Ben is first.
Ben Schwartz.
We've had people take over certain areas where, like, Tig was the first person to ever say she wanted to go second. That's now named after her. And then Ben Schwartz is like, well, I want the first spot named after me. It's still... it's out for debate right now.
Ben, Tig, or third.
Okay. Well, I'll take Ben then.
Okay. So how old is he?
I'm going to go 34.
Okay.
34 years
and
old.
And has lived a rough life.
I don't know. I think it seems fairly charmed.
You think he's got soft hands?
I think that he's lived a charmed enough life to have no idea what the consequences of any of that are.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a fair assessment.
He's not weathered. That's a good
point. And his biggest worry is my bike.
Yeah. I don't know. I wanted some jewelry, and I don't know how my own body works.
So, I don't know how a body bleeds. Okay.
I saw something, and I wanted it, so I took it.
I hate this bike. I hate this stupid bike.
Jay?
Karate Kid. I'm going to say he's 37.
Okay. 37 years old.
I think he's 42.
This guy's going to be 16 or some
shit. No way. You don't have bags like that.
That's a Florida 16 right there.
I think that's a Largo 16.
What'd you say?
You're talking about how hot he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
42, 37, 34.
Okay. All right. Townies, get your answers in wherever you may be.
Shout at your earbuds.
Because we're going to get out of here on this. Jamie Williams. The tree-leaning, black bike-owning,
bloody
jewelry
front
bush door stashing,
destroying
man,
jewel heister.
We're reading it like a Game of Thrones, like destroyer of doors, leaner of trees, arriver
of black bikes, arriver on bikes,
haver of sandals,
House Williams.
Don't forget the sandals,
red sandals,
sandals. I keep forgetting his outfit, which is the best part.
Sandals.
Well, who's the red?
I mean,
woman?
I feel like that's the biggest crime. The red queen. Who?
Oh yeah. Miss Sandra.
Yeah, like this guy could fart out a smoke monster.
Here we go.
Yeah, but you say that about a lot of people.
He really does. Okay. Jamie Williams is, what did you say?
34
for Dan.
37 for Jason.
And I said 42.
Okay. Jamie Williams is 31 years old.
What?
Dave Ross, thank you. He looks terrible.
Join the Facebook page
to see what it is.
31.
Unbelievable. Guys, thank you for joining us.
Check out Dave Ross and Hampton Yunt's podcast.
Suicide Buddies.
It's so good.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
Great podcast. Thanks for having me, too.
Oh, man, I love having you on.
Yeah,
and just a note out to all of our listeners in the San Francisco area on the 17th of August. Get your tickets now. Let's sell this thing out
at the
Petaluma Festival in Petaluma. it is going to be at the Mystic Theater, and we're doing a live Dumb People Town. You do not want to miss it.
So
get your stories ready. Come on down. Can't wait to see you. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.